Ketchikan,
Kotzebue,
Dillingham,
Sitka,
Chugia,
Fairbanks,
Fort Yukon,
Wrangell,
Barrow,
Unalaska, Dutch Harbor,
Alaknarechamute.
This is AK on Alaska News Nightly. I'm Lorelei Kinneen. This week on AK, Independence. The 4th of July in Alaska is all barbecues, parades, and, depending how south you are, fireworks. But for one man in Unalaska, Independence Day came a week later. Kong Dang, a South Sudanese refugee, observed the first anniversary of his homeland's independence by celebrating vicariously through relatives half a world away. KUCB's Alexandra Gutierrez has this story.
Kong Dang starts his shift at 6 every morning. He puts on extra tufts and a hard hat, exits his company housing, and walks across the Westward Seafoods complex to check on the processing plant's pumps. As an environmental compliance officer, one of his biggest jobs is making sure that the machinery used to process fish waste doesn't fail.
If it messed up, then we mean we're going to shut down. It can shut down the whole plant.
Dang started off packing frozen seafood, and he's worked his way up to something of a mid-level position. He puts in 12-hour days, 7 days a week, for months straight. But on Monday, he got the afternoon off for the first time in a while. The break was to observe South Sudan's freedom, which was recognized last year after a half-century of civil war. While Dang is now a man of 32 years, he was one of the so-called lost boys of South Sudan. It's a moniker that doesn't seem to fit him anymore in a lot of ways. He's a perpetual optimist who often talks about his faith in God, his appreciation for the United States, and his pride in his homeland. But the term is still technically accurate. Dang fled Africa in 1995 after spending most of his childhood separated from his family.
For most of my life, I live in the refugee camp to camp. You know, usually there's no enough food, you know, and if you're very sick too, sometimes it's hard to get medicine, you know. It's kind of tough. Sometimes, you know, people fight in the camp too, you know, just for some reason. So it's not easy.
Dang has stories of battling near-fatal diseases, avoiding kidnap by people who would have turned him into a child soldier, and running away from violent skirmishes. He got some relief from that when he came to the United States. He had family in California, Nebraska, and Tennessee, and he bounced around among them while balancing work with education. About 5 years ago, he came to Alaska to make enough money to finish college and return to South Sudan. But that plan didn't work out.
When I came here to Dutch Harbor, I came here to just work for only one season. That's my goal, you know. That was my goal until, you know, my dad get killed. And then the family was calling me that you have to come home. They want me to come right away, but I don't have enough money.
His dad was killed near the border of South Sudan and Ethiopia in a tribal conflict over cattle. He left behind 8 wives and 40-odd children. Dang was the oldest son and had already been sending money back to his family, but now he was responsible for all of those brothers and sisters.
If you're a guy or a boy, you are responsible for your family, you know, your little sibling. So I've been doing that, you know, since I came to America. I'm still doing it right now.
Now that South Sudan is independent, sending money home isn't just about providing for his family. It's about creating human capital for a new country, paying for his siblings' education so they can become South Sudan's teachers, police officers, and bankers. Once the country is in better shape, and once he gets a chance to complete his own education, he'll return to South Sudan and start living for himself again. But this week, he just wants to reflect on how far the country has already come.
Let's celebrate it, you know, let's be happy. And then after that, when we're done with the celebration, then we can deal with the other issues that we need to talk about.
Dang's own celebration was a little subdued. On Sunday night, we tried watching early footage of South Sudan's Independence Day parades on CNN, but they were showing an interview with LL Cool J instead. And on Monday, the other South Sudanese employees at Westward ended up working extra shifts, so the small holiday party they had planned didn't happen. But Dang says he's happy anyway, just knowing that South Sudan is free and that other people are partying.
Yeah. I mean, people are like, you know, dancing right now. I imagine that right now, like especially back home, people are dancing.
One day, he says, he'll be a part of that too. In Unalaska, I'm Alexander Gutierrez. South Sudan. I beg you because you liberate South Sudan.